Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show are about to attempt the impossible.
We are?
Or the almost impossible.
This has the makings of a bad science project slash magic act.
We have tools. We have straws.
We're about to do activities.
I have crackers.
Well, I have crackers every day.
Yeah,
matches.
I have matches.
Little balls of paper.
Yeah, what's up with this?
I have a dollar bill. I'm keeping it.
A Pepsi.
Diet Pepsi.
And an empty 2-liter bottle.
And a
container, plastic container.
And here to explain and lead us through these challenges is executive producer Mike.
Hey, Mikey!
JC, you're always bragging about how, like, you've got skills, you can break records.
If I practice.
We found on BuzzFeed that it's really big on BuzzFeed this week. It's Bet You Can't Do This. And it's a list of just simple things that anybody could do in their car, do at work, do at home. We want to challenge you guys to see if you could do it here in the studio.
Okay.
Right.
First one starts off easy. Lick your elbow.
Lick your elbow?
See, that one I've tried for years.
Come on, Jenna.
Do what?
Lick your elbow.
Can I lick somebody else's elbow?
It's impossible because I have really long...
I don't know. Kelly's kind of close.
No, I didn't.
I have really long arms.
Can't.
I can't do
Jenna's close.
Well, Jenna's got an enormous toe.
She's more flexible.
JC's close. Here we go. The second one. This is kind of weird. Put your hand on the table.
Okay.
Roll your middle finger under.
Roll your middle finger under what?
Middle finger under. So it's
your palm.
Under your palm.
Oh, so you're doing that one. And then try to
lift your ring finger up off the table.
Got it.
Without using an extra hand.
You never said not.
I'm not using an extra hand.
I got it. I'm lifting it very barely, but I am.
Got it.
Tuck your finger.
I did tuck it.
Got it.
What?
You have to kind of.
Oh, your pinky is not down. Your pinky has to be down, Jenna.
Well, it was. They just pushed my hand, though.
Can you do it?
I can do it barely.
There.
So far, I think the girls are doing better. No, you got to roll it all the way under.
It's under.
Whatever. Here we go. This is where it gets interesting.
That was hard.
It's kind of painful.
Yeah.
Are you guys very limber?
No.
Can you touch your toes just in normal situations?
I'm stretching
barely.
Now.
All right, can you touch your toes with your butt and your heels against the wall? That's it's impossible.
Well, there's that thing with the head and the chair that girls can do that guys can't do.
Wait, with your butt and what?
Yeah, stand butt and heels completely up against a flat wall.
I don't think there's any way I can do that.
That's why it's the impossible challenge.
I bet your gymnasts can do this.
Here I go.
Kelly's attempting.
I can't. There's no way.
Go, Kelly.
My center of gravity is going to... No, I can't.
Kelly, you look like you're a zombie.
Come on, Al. You got this.
What if I do
my
this?
Heels.
I can do...
Dude. Ah!
Don't fall
on the camera.
Her butt is touching. Are your heels touching, Kelly?
Yeah. Toes to the ground. I'm going to fall up.
Jenna doing it?
Yeah.
Jenna nailed it.
I'm going to fall up.
Well, the knees are a bit...
All right, now hold up. While you guys are down, there's another one on the list. Can you grab your toes and jump forward? You don't have to have your butt up against the wall.
Anything that has to do with flexibility.
It's also visual. Right?
These are impossible challenges according to BuzzFeed.
Okay.
Al, did you just give up? You're not even trying.
You have to use your toes to get lift.
The only one I can... No, if you jump off your heels. Ow.
Very visual. Okay, what else?
That ain't happening.
All right, the next one is, can you hum while pinching your nose? So start off humming. And then pinch your nose. That one is debunked.
I guess that's where all of the air comes through.
All right, this is a hard one. These are all according to BuzzFeed. These are Bet You Can't.
I'm exhausted.
Impossible challenges.
I'm really tired right now.
We're going to play Spin the Bottle?
Turn your 2-liter bottle sideways on a flat surface.
Okay.
Right. Now take one of the wadded up balls of paper.
Yep.
Okay.
And stick it right there in the opening so that it sits right in there.
That's funny sounding. Sit in the opening.
All right.
Now hold it up to you.
Yeah.
Level.
Yeah.
And keep your mouth about 6 inches away and try to blow the piece of paper into the 2-liter bottle and make it stay in there.
Blow it into the bottle?
Into the bottle.
This?
By the microphone.
What?
Blow hard. Come on, Kelly.
Well, maybe the ball's too big.
Yeah, crunch it up a little bit.
Save that.
Come on, ball!
Why do I need to do these things?
Because the wind's coming back.
Because it's fun and silly.
Some sort of force.
These are impossible challenges.
Got it.
No, you have to be away from the bottle, he said.
You got to be away from it.
Yeah.
Come on, Big Al.
Okay.
Kelly can't do it.
Try it one more time.
JC can't do it.
I don't think I'm going to feel like a failure in life if I can't.
Yeah, science!
Did you get it?
No.
No, that's science.
I'm 0 for 3.
You can't fight science, Mike.
All right, this one involves, the next challenge involves money.
Money.
It pops
okay.
out because the wind's too hard coming back at you.
Right.
Our phone screener, Lacey, will be your beautiful assistant. She's going to walk by each one of you.
Uh-huh.
What idiot sits around thinking of these things?
I don't know.
Scientists.
Put a ball of paper in a bottle of 2-liter
this
Pepsi.
This is science.
Dark people.
The challenge is, can you catch a dollar bill from the midpoint? So Lacey's going to hold it up. You hold your hands out like this.
Yeah.
She just simply drops it.
In between.
Oh!
Oh,
right. Oh,
good one, JC. That was user error.
What do you mean? Oh!
JC did it.
What the quickness, yo?
All right.
Let's see if Big Al can do it.
Nope.
Nope.
All right, hang on.
That's more of a reflex challenge.
Yeah.
Oh.
Midpoint now.
So maybe it's the first time.
Am I doing it right, or am I trying to do it right?
All right, what else?
I'm so excited about that I did one.
All right, you got one. Here's a tough one, and this one's going to blow your mind.
Two out of four is fine, Lacey.
Yeah.
Remember, we're on the radio, and people can't see us trying to catch these dollars.
Yeah, they're all so visual.
They're very visual, but
well, just have fun with it, people.
Here we go.
It's fine because you're winning, JC.
There's no winning. There's just achieving.
Yeah, I better come on. I'm going to eat one of these crackers.
There are also thousands of people on Kid TV who are watching this right now. So take a match. You got a matchstick.
Okay. Right. Are we going to light this?
No. Oh. But here's the deal. You got to hold it like this.
In between your middle finger is underneath it and your other two fingers are on top.
That's correct.
Okay.
And the challenge is to break the match.
Oh, like a champion?
They say it's impossible.
No, not impossible. I just
wrecked it.
Did you do it like this? Because I can't do it if you're doing it right.
Like this?
You're pushing with your thumb.
Oh, well, the thumb led there.
No, you have to use just the strength of your middle finger.
Okay.
It was like when someone told me it was impossible to break an egg, with...
Oh, it is hard.
Yeah, you were doing it wrong.
Yeah. I was doing it wrong.
Oh, JC did it wrong.
Cheaters never win.
I did.
You can't use your thumb for leverage.
Who said? No. Where's that rule?
You can't. That's the
rule.
That's the impossible
trick. Why do I have crackers?
You can't. If you use your thumb on your fingers, you can't.
All right, have you heard about the saltine challenge?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Can I eat a cracker now?
Impossible.
No, it's not impossible. I have multiple videos of friends executing it successfully.
Well, aren't you just the Mythbuster?
That's why it
says... The saltine challenge is not technically impossible.
What is it?
It's almost impossible.
You eat all of these in 60 seconds with no water and swallow all of them.
I got some Vienna sausage. I can tell these crackers.
You have to eat six saltine crackers.
Carbs.
It's saltine. It's all right.
They're carbs. What do you think
carb
is?
I'll try it again.
Can I lick the salt off first? Because that's how I roll.
Crackers.
Oh,
all right.
Do you have a 60-second timer?
What are we doing with it?
You got to eat six crackers.
You can't take... They dry your mouth out, and it makes it very hard to swallow them. So
you can't drink.
You want to double up, but that
You haven't even started
difficult.
The time yet, JC. We're all supposed to do it together.
On your mark, get set.
So one at a time, or can I just stack all six of them?
Whatever you want. You got 60 seconds. You got to swallow them all completely without taking a sip of water.
Oh, fine.
JC's off to a big start. He's already put three in his mouth.
No, I didn't. I had just put them in my mouth.
Kelly's being smart. She's distributing the salt intake one at a time, like Big Al. Jenna, very confident. This is a very easily bustable myth.
No.
JC is stacking the three other saltines like a Scooby snack, and he's eating them all at once. He's doing the happy dance.
I'm hoping it's over.
Al's got 2.5 left.
30 seconds.
How many? 30? I've got two in my mouth. Just chewing.
You still have four left? How many do you have left, Kelly?
I don't got. I can't swallow.
Somebody got some Spam.
20.
I can't swallow.
Jenna's halfway there.
I can't swallow. I can't swallow.
Save it.
Can't swallow.
You can't swallow it. How much time does JC have?
10.
I hope you
do. I can't swallow.
You got to swallow. That's the challenge.
Swallow.
Oh, well.
Seriously.
You stopped. She's up seven in your mouth. You're trying to cheat again.
Why can't I swallow?
I ate three.
I've seen one person do it. And I mean, we used to try this like every night in college.
I know the trick to this.
They say
the trick to this is the people that have made it take a big swig of water, like a huge one, and then they start.
And that's what you tried.
Yeah, I haven't had any.
And you still fail.
Oh, the first three went down so easy, Kelly. You don't even know.
I really need a Vienna sausage.
How were the three crackers?
No, that were good. I need some meat in between them. Seriously, I need a Ritz cracker. Give me a Ritz cracker, I'd be the champion.
Well, those are smaller.
And they have butter in them.
Yeah, that lubes it up.
And last one, this is just kind of
fun.
My favorite
are Cap'n's wafers.
What are those crackers you ate with the cheese whiz?
Those are basically Cap'n's wafers. Oh, the chicken biscuit?
Yeah.
Chicken biscuit. It tastes chicken like chicken. But it's a cracker tastes like chicken in a biscuit.
It's chicken in a biscuit.
It's really a
so
cracker.
Good.
Dude.
And you like, add Cheese Whiz on top.
You had like.
Ooh, it's a
brothers.
Taste explosion.
You blew brothers' mind with that.
Oh. That was the best thing I've had. And then I looked at the calories.
Don't
and
you look. Put, you can't
I
look.
Can you put a little Cheese Whiz on top of that bad boy? Woo! Make you slap your mama.
But since I know you guys are thirsty and announcer Nick brought in some Diet Pepsi for
you
Kelly.
You know Diet Pepsi's my favorite.
You
and
got
I'm
two straws.
That's
them,
why we got it,
truth.
Kelly.
You got two straws. The challenge is to put both straws together.
Okay.
Have one inside of the soda and one outside of the soda and try to drink the soda.
No double dipping?
No double dipping. Okay. One straw inside, one straw outside, but suck both straws at the exact same time.
So one's getting it.
According to BuzzFeed, these are all impossible tasks.
So you cannot suck soda through one straw if one straw's in your mouth and not in there.
Did it.
That's what they say. Put them together. Like push the straws together.
Well, I put my tongue over the one that was got the air.
Well, you can't do that.
I kind of got some.
Does that mean that I didn't have...
I got a little.
You're going to burp.
I got a little.
You got a bunch of air.
Oh, my God.
Burp. Are you sucking equally from both straws at the same time?
Yeah, I'm sucking equally, but I'm sucking so hard that it's going down my throat.
Don't suck inhale.
That's what.
Yeah,
that's
I
how
that.
I almost choked.
It goes down your windpipe. I did it.
Oh.
I did it.
Jenna's getting it.
I did it.
I hate pop.
How can you do it?
Oh, the problem with that, too, is like just gives you even more air.
You got it, Kelly?
Yeah.
Got a little
you have
bit.
To inhale.
I got a little bit. Not much.
I got some.
Got a little bit.
I guess some of us are better at sucking than others.
Inhaling.
Too easy.
I'm better at inhaling.
And that's all the impossible challenges according to BuzzFeed.
Are we going to have them up at kidnation.com for everybody to try at work today?
They are already up there.
Yeah, forget working today. Try those. What do you got to do? TPS report or something?
we need that dollar bill back.
What's TPS stand for, Mr. Throwing Down the TPS Report lingo?
Toilet paper soggy.
Thank you.
Office space.
Thank you, Big Al Mac.
You have no idea what that means.
Who in the world down here in the bathroom down here made the decision to go from double ply to single ply?
They're saving money.
I know what you're saying.
And you know what? And they went smaller on the coffee cups, now insulated, and everybody's using two coffee cups instead of one.
I know what you're saying. Just double it up. It's not the same, people. When you got double ply. See, a woman probably invented single ply. A man invented double ply. You just need double ply. Then you double.
A woman needs double ply more than a man needs double ply.
Yeah.
Because, we also wipe with number one.
What?
I don't know. Single ply should just be outlawed. It's just scratchy. It's just...
Why don't you guys just do the shake-off?
Yeah.
Of course, it's just as effective.
What are we supposed to do with the dollar? Is that just paying us for our troubles?
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Back to more.
Real quick, before we get into this, because it has to do with the theme song for this bit. Kinsey and I have decided our Halloween costume for this year.
Oh, my. You guys always try and coordinate and do those couples costumes.
Yeah. But
what's it going to be this
now
year?
Now we got to involve our kids.
You've done Russell Brand and Katy Perry.
Right.
What's the other one, Kelly? They did... You did the body thing. And what
she
was
did
she
a
when
sexy
you were...
Eskimo. She did a sexy Mexican flag. She did,
no.
She did a sexy...
she's going to be a sexy anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of couples costumes, I'm going to need a stand-in because I had already...
You already ordered yours?
Jenna, we'll find you a stand-in.
We came up with a really good idea and involving my dog, too, and we were going to do it, and I already ordered the part, so I'm going to need a stand-in by then if I don't have a boyfriend.
Is it a surprise so you can't tell us?
I think I still want to do it. Yeah, so I...
Yeah, Jenna always has cool, creative ones. Mine are probably the ones that a lot of people will do.
Oh, okay. Really?
So
yeah, mine's not celebrity. Mine's not like a celebrity coupling kind of based. It's more just a theme that's really funny. So I might need a stand-in, so I'll put that out there.
Kinsey's dressing up like Anna.
You think she's okay with you sharing? Is it supposed to be a surprise?
Yeah, it's fine, because we're dressing up with our kids. It's
from
not like
Frozen,
we go partying. Yeah,
right?
From Frozen.
Okay.
She's going to be Anna. I'm going to be, what's the guy, Sven? The blonde guy?
I don't remember.
The blonde guy from Frozen?
Really?
Yeah. Kristoff. I'm Kristoff.
Okay.
And then Kason is going to dress up like the snowman, Olaf.
Okay.
And Chloe's going to dress up like Elsa.
Look at him getting light in that.
Because
yeah,
now I got two other people to dress up
Call your boys back in Cali and tell them.
Hey, you know what?
And giggle at the end, just like you did for us.
You know what, to my boys back in Cali? I'm going to dress up. Like whatever it is, Kristoff, so you need to let
Disney
it go.
A Disney prince.
He's not a prince.
I guess I'm guessing you won't be.
I don't know what he is. I was one of the lucky people that didn't have to see it.
He deals ice.
I'm guessing you won't be hanging out with Reggie and Bad Influence Paul with those costumes.
Well, they're more than welcome to hang out.
Yeah, what happened to the days when the three amigos would go dressed as toilet stalls?
Right.
I got married and had kids.
And Jonas Brothers.
You know what? They're going to have to get over it. Sorry about that.
Or they're going to have to
let it go. I mean, yeah, it started out as get over it. And then Let It Go came along,
mm-hmm.
and we changed it up, and I'm sure we'll change it up here soon.
Yeah, keep it up to date.
Right. But for now, it's Let It Go.
All right.
We got some online.
Katie has written in, for my family who doesn't like the name I've chosen for my daughter that I'm carrying in my belly, why don't you walk around pregnant and miserable and name your own kid?
Yeah.
This is my baby, and I will name her Anastasia Gray if I want to. Keep your opinions to yourself and let it go.
Oh, no.
Anastasia Gray.
Awesome.
I'm going to have to let that one go, too.
All right. Lucas writes, this is for my mom, who yells at me all the time to clean my room. Mom, it's my room, and I'm the only person who goes in it. I like it messy, so why can't I keep it that way? Stop yelling at me and just let it go.
Because it's her house.
But it's her room.
I know. I was the same way, though. I always still do have a messy room.
Back to the Anastasia one.
Yeah.
What if she has a son after this and names him Christian?
Oh, you can't.
All right.
So Drew might want to rethink this plan of his,
okay.
But I'll read what he wrote anyway.
All right, what'd Drew write?
To my wife, the cover hog. You turn down the thermostat and then steal all the covers every single night. So I'm buying a bigger TV with my bonus, and I'm not going to feel guilty if I sleep on the couch all night with the NFL Network glaring in my face. It's better than shivering, so get mad now, because when that TV's delivered, you're going to have to let it go.
Let it go!
Dog.
My man,
Ooh.
Hey. Now, sometimes you got to get a TV.
True. Wow.
You got to dominate the household with the TV.
Yeah, you show her, Drew.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you want to join in on the Let It Go lines, we'll go with Brooke. You're on the Let It Go lines.
To my family and everyone that is telling me I need to get a new car, my car doesn't have air conditioner and roll-up windows, but it's paid for, and I like it. So let it go.
All right, then.
Hey,
what kind of car are you driving?
What do you do when it's hot? My brother had a problem like that. He used to drive around with bags of ice on his lap.
Really?
To keep cool.
Roll down the windows.
Yeah. You roll down the windows and cruise. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, that's hot. I can't imagine.
That's fine. It's like
if she's happy.
She's happy.
A sauna, you know.
She's got a personal sauna.
Yeah, why not?
Riding around in her own juice.
Let's go with Teresa.
Hey, guys. This one's to myself. I need to let it go. It's been 20 years this month that my favorite fast food restaurant stopped selling the mini chimichangas. Teresa, let it go.
Shout out.
It's been 20 years.
20 years.
Let it go. 20 years.
And you're still holding on.
What restaurant is this? Maybe they'll put it back on for you, Teresa.
It was the same restaurant that kid threw his. When they put too much mayonnaise on his sandwich, he threw it at the Jack in the Box.
That man hated mayonnaise. That man hated it. That's funny.
I went to Mexico after I graduated high school. I went to Mexico for like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Came back. That was the first place I went to when I got in my car. They didn't have it on the menu. I didn't even order.
And it was gone.
He's left.
Man, I'm sorry, Teresa.
I was so mad.
You should start like a Twitter campaign, hashtag bring back the mini chimichanga and see if Jack will listen.
Yeah.
Never know.
You know what? I might just do that.
Yeah.
It all starts with one person.
Right?
Look at this ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. That was one person's idea, and look what it became.
Yeah.
You could single-handedly bring back the mini chimichanga.
It's up to you, Teresa.
I'm going to make that mission in life now, guys.
You go.
Don't let it go.
Go to change.org and change this world.
Not let it go. Get on it.
Yeah.
I love
you. I love you, too.
We might have just awakened a monster sleeping inside of her. Awakened the beast.
She is ready to go.
See, you know what the truth is I want to try a mini chimichanga myself now. I'm curious.
Yeah.
If you've held on to that for 20 years, that's been a dang good chimichanga.
Because I was mad at Taco Bell for a while because they got rid of the chili cheese burritos on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just randomly said, you know what? I'm going to try to order it. You still can order it. Some Taco Bell still have it on the menu, but most don't. Just get the chili cheese burritos, the best burrito out there. Let's go with Alicia.
Hello.
You're on the Let It Go lines.
To my
to my family, I am still nursing my one-year-old, so let it go.
Hey, you know what? One, look, tell them to go look on the internets and see them women nursing 7 and 8 year olds.
Ooh.
That'll help them get over it.
I'm trying to just make it to 18 months. She's my last, so I'm just trying to soak up every minute of it.
But the, how's the teeth? How's the teeth situation?
Well, she has 16 teeth, so
no problem
every
so far.
Now and then, yeah, no, she. I mean, she went to her stage when she was like 9 months, but I mean. She knows if she bites, she doesn't get anything. So it's not like I'm not the one to go out and nurse my kid, you know, out in public and flash everything. She nurses at home. So, but when we go on vacation and family's around, they're always giving me lip about it. And, you know, well, that's why she's so clingy and that's why she won't go to anybody. You just need to, you know, get her off the boob. And I'm just like, well, you know what? I mean, she's my kid. I'm going to do what I want.
When do you think will be the right time?
Never. 18 months, she said.
18 months.
18 months.
I mean, I don't force it. She only gets it when she, I mean, she says booby, so when she says booby, she gets it. So when she,
that's what I do when
she's too old,
girlfriend.
She just won't do it. But I don't really want to go past 18 months.
There you go. Do what's right for you, Alicia.
Kelly.
What?
Booby.
Booby. Oh,
no, you're not getting any more today, Al.
Eddie, welcome to the Let It Go Lines.
Hey. This goes out to all my guy friends. I like to go out with girls half my age, so let it go.
Shout out, dog.
Are your guys giving you grief?
What guy gives you a hard time for that?
How old are you, 26?
Let's see that now.
I'm just kidding.
40.
So
that's not bad.
You're dating a girl now that's 20. Can she go into a club with you?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's about people who you know. Yeah, that's never been an issue. And I'm not trying to be serious with any of these people and these girls. That's why, because I know that at that age they're not looking for a boyfriend.
It's all about fun.
Looking for anything serious. So, looking for a guy that can pay for stuff.
When I'm ready for it, yeah. I mean, I'll move up, 28, 29, whatever.
don't go too crazy there.
Right.
You know what? That's what it is.
What?
I'm at the trade-in age.
Yep.
You are the trade-in age.
I told you this. I said, Jenna, you're getting ready to enter that awkward period of no man's land where no man wants you.
It, yep. But I'm
it's
like,
the truth.
My lease was up.
Yeah.
Men your own age will always want 20.
Eddie, could I interest you in the late model, Jenna?
I'm
gently used.
Heavily used.
No, see, that's the age that they're done with the clubs. They're done with everything else. And that's the perfect age. I still like to go out maybe once a month or whatever downtown, but, you know, you can still have fun. But right now, the 20, 22, 23-year-olds, it's all about that.
Dude, you do your thing,
you
bro.
Enjoy
you
them.
You do your thing, bro. No hate here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back to that. Yeah.
Oh. You have fun, Eddie.
All right, bro. Mm.
See you, bro.
Bro.
See you, bro. Yeah.
That's my bro right there.
Yeah.
Bro.
See you, bro.
Dude.
When you and Kenzie get divorced, you can go hang out with him.
We're not getting divorced.
Hang out with 20-year-olds.
Nope. We are not getting divorced.
You're bro. You're running bro.
That's my dude. Eddie, call us back in case I do need that.
Get you a little 21-year-old?
No.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't think I could do that.
Yep. No. Kaysen will be 20. He'll be 20.
You know, Kaysen was my role dog. Now. That's cool. Albert, you got one for the Facebook girls?
Yes, to all the Facebook girls that are now hitting me up because I'm working out, let it go.
Oh, wait a minute, dude.
Are you saying they weren't hitting on you before you worked out?
I was 384 pounds. Now I'm dropped down a little bit, and now they just keep bling and bling. And hey, what's up? Let's hang out. And hey, what's up? Let's hang out. And hey, you know where all the cool spots are. Let's hang out. I'm like, let it go.
Yeah. So you're saying they should have been there for you at 384?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh now, dog?
How much have you lost?
I've gone down to 364, but I'm slowly going down. But they want to, I guess, jump on before I'm completely.
That's it. They want to get in early.
Yeah. They're getting on the Albert train early.
You know, you need to meet our last guy. What was his name?
Eddie.
You need to meet Eddie.
Yeah.
You need to start hanging out with Eddie up in the club.
He's a little 21-year-old, dude.
Eddie, look up Albert on Facebook. He's got plenty of chicks hitting him up. All right, Albert, have a good time, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem, buddy. And we'll do one last one right here. We'll finish it off with Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Great.
What's going on?
You got one for your 13-year-old daughter, huh?
I do, to my 13-year-old daughter. So I ran into the back of a car that wasn't moving in your car line at school. Let it go.
Oh, Mom, you're so embarrassing.
I got to switch schools and move to Australia
now, Mom. All my friends saw.
Embarrassed her in the carpool line.
She did the walk of shame into school all the way.
Oh, Mama.
Now you're known as a rear-end mom.
You got it out of the way.
Yeah, right.
You got embarrassing your kid out of the way very early in the school year.
First week.
Well, you know what?
It literally was like it was the first week of school.
What were you doing, Erica? Were you just not paying attention?
Were you texting?
I was putting my makeup on in the car.
All right, there you go.
I thought the line was moving up, and I was doing my mascara, and I let my foot off the brake and ran into the back of the lady, and I still have a mascara brush mark up my sun visor.
Just to remind you.
A painful reminder.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for calling.
All right, Donna. Thanks for embarrassing your daughter.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big congratulations to East Hills Mall in St. Joseph, Missouri.
East Hills Mall? What they do?
Yeah, they just put out a commercial that many are calling the worst commercial of all time.
I saw this.
So bad? It's great.
See, we're talking about
there's
it.
There's the thing.
So, yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
This is
a mall commercial.
A legitimate commercial that they wanted to play on television.
East Hills, we're back to school. Denim, haircut, backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
New shoes.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut. New shoes. So get yourself back to school with East Hills.
Haircut.
Yeah. Oh,
I like
boots
it.
Boots and pants and boots and pants. Yeah.
Boots and pants is the star of the commercial. Haircut. He doesn't even know.
No, they did the haircut lady like 3 or 4 times.
Well, that backpack girl is really cute.
She
too.
Is really
She's
pretty.
High.
Haircut. I like
boots
that.
Boots and pants and boots.
Let's make you talk about it, dude.
We actually, what?
I did the stupidest commercial ever. I gave away Hams.
This is TV, though.
But how long did we talk about that commercial? That commercial,
that
when I did.
It got you your job.
It got me my job.
All
at the end
guys
of the day.
Have been singing for 2 days is boots and pants.
I know. Well,
it's catchy, at least.
We were going to play it yesterday, but we held off because we were trying to get the star of the commercial on the show.
The boots and pants?
And here's Nick to let us know the latest on that.
Is it boots and pants or hair?
Boots and pants, of course.
Got to be boots and pants.
I found the boots and pants guy on Facebook.
Yay!
How's Boots and Pants doing, by the way?
He's great.
Okay.
He said life's really crazy for him right now. His name's Tyson.
He doesn't look like Tyson.
It's Boots
name's
and
Tyson.
Life's really
Boots
crazy for
pants.
Him right now.
And so he's singing Boots and Pants, and he's standing in front of an American Eagle store.
Because clearly he works there, right?
Exactly.
So that's what it looked like, right? Like
the
younger people, and they were standing outside of their respective, you know,
stores
places
or whatever.
Employment.
Yeah. With an old school microphone.
I found him on Facebook, and we started messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, do you want to come on the show? He said, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Why not?
I said, cool, give me your number, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. And then a few hours went by, hadn't heard from him. Sent him a few more messages, hadn't heard from him.
Uh-oh.
And then he finally, last night, really late at night, he said,
"Hey man, agent.
CNN called. Sorry,
I got a pass because American Eagle is not happy that I was in front of the store, and I have to lay low for now.
So he might lose his American Eagle.
I don't know. They weren't happy that
he's advertising boots and pants.
Tell him we will hire him on Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah,
oh,
why
yeah.
not?
We'll give him a month
or an infinite. Tell him we'll hire him an infinite. They'll hire him.
The nerds next door.
Yeah. We need to have him say some other things in boots and pants to make sure. You know, we need to throw him something.
Next door, they're an agency.
Man,
they need this guy.
I see about 20 new faces a day. He'd be welcome. Tell
Perfect.
Him. Come
I'm
on.
Sure.
Al
yeah,
and Kelly, Al and Kelly.
Every Casey day.
Why didn't they have Abercrombie and Fitch going, shirtless hunks and shirtless hunks?
Why is that the first
that.
Place you go? Yeah, please say
that's
that.
The only
you always go with shirtless.
Why American Eagle look at this as negative?
It's not negative. It's awesome.
He's my favorite. And you didn't even have to tell me that's who you were trying to get. Boots and pants and, you know what?
Because maybe they think it's like not a good reflection
of the
people talking.
I'm going to protest American Eagle if they don't let him come on our show.
Because you go there
so much. Kickstarter.
Yeah.
You're a Kickstarter.
Right.
Do a protest and get an online petition. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, keep Tyson employed.
Save Boots and Pants.
If you could pick a store at the mall to work in, what would it be? Obviously, JC wishes he had been at Abercrombie.
No. Oh, if I could pick a store.
When I worked at the mall in high school, I wanted so bad to work at those that were right there along the corridor. You know, so you, the storefront, there's no departments. It's just all there.
Right.
And instead, I worked at Belk Department Store back in the women's section away from everything, so I couldn't see where all the action was.
Mm-hmm.
But all the high school and college kids, they were dating each other.
Yeah.
It was a place to be working at the mall.
If I could pick, Jenna, I would pick GameStop. Because that way
really?
I could just play. Oh, yeah, I could play video games
you
all day.
You don't pick up chicks there.
Exactly.
I don't care about picking up chicks. I want to play video games and get paid.
That's the first place I go is, like, I'm thinking, I should go to like a, even though I would hate working in a jewelry store because I think I'd be terrible because you have to sell the whole like forever thing to people. I'd be like that person in there like, it's not going to work.
No.
But then you'd find a lot of guys coming in and maybe if it didn't work out.
Oh, yeah. Hit me up later if it doesn't work out.
True story.
Like, here's the ring plan. And here's my number.
You need to work
fails.
At the trendy clothing store.
When I was trying to get a job to hit on girls in high school, I applied at Linens and Things, which is a job I got, and I was wrong because only moms went in there.
Yeah.
But I also had applied at Victoria's Secret, no joke.
Yeah, I applied there as a bit
I'll be
one
honest.
Time.
I did not get hired.
It is, and I try to be open-minded.
Yeah.
I try.
But you don't want
I don't
a guy,
always succeed.
You don't want a guy showing
But it
panties?
Is a bit awkward
Why?
To go into any lingerie store and the employee there is male.
Why? I can tell you what looks sexy on you. I'm a dude.
But women, we're not. It's just awkward.
It's awkward. It doesn't work both ways.
It's bathing suit shopping for girls or even worse because a lot of times we're buying bras that are ugly. You know, they're not meant always. We're not always buying sexy lingerie. Like, we're buying the practical things.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wear, like the nude t-shirt bra.
I can
and
help you.
You are trying to buy something sexy for sexy time at home with your man. It's kind of awkward when somebody else is
touching
you,
it.
Yeah, it's just, it's awkward.
Or what are you going to do when I'm like, hey, does this ugly bra give me back fat? Like,
yeah, I will tell you the truth.
Give you the honest truth. No, we couldn't give you the honest truth, though.
I love going bra shopping with the overly comfortable saleswoman who will just go in there with you and start feeling you up and do it. Have you had that woman?
What? That happens?
I had a boyfriend buy me like all the wrong size lingerie at a very high-end lingerie store, right? Like I was getting extra smalls and larges. And I'm like, I am everything in between.
Yeah.
You know? And so I took it back and some of the stuff was like the fancy stuff. And this woman, she just, it's funny because I'm not prude, so I don't mind like someone seeing me naked like that, but it was still shocking because she just walks in when I'm trying on a bra. She throws my head down from behind, like pushes me down and says, this is how you have to get yourself into the bra. Pushes me down, pulls up my boobs.
They feel you
up. And then
up.
She pulls me back up and she's like moving my boob fat around to be like, and then like cupping it from the front. I mean, she just.
She's hitting on. She's like.
No, that's the way these real professional bra fitters do. They move, shift, touch. They take one off, whip back on. It's real shocking when you get.
I guess that's why they don't hire dudes.
That's why they don't hire dudes.
Saying it's kind of awkward because you can't have a guy coming in and doing that.
Well,
can you imagine?
I can work the register.
I just want to be that one person that works at the bar in the movie theater in the mall.
Yeah.
Because there's only one. Just one bartender for all 25 screens. You got one bartender pouring all the drinks. He's in control.
I know he is.
That's my dude.
And speaking of bar stuff. There's something we got to get to.
Don't get me started on this.
Big Al Mack done got jacked of his tequila.
It's Tequila Gate. This is Tequila Gate.
Tequila Gate 2014 is officially underway.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Yeah, Phil said.
A couple months ago, I went on a little rant about my favorite tequila, Centenario Añejo, and talked about the greatness of this tequila. And I love it. Yeah. I really do. And this is what I drink when I pour people free shots. Anyway, somebody heard me. I don't know who it was, a nice listener, maybe a liquor rep, I'm not sure. But they brought three bottles of this to the studio here. So, didn't leave a name or number or anything. I didn't open them. I just were really appreciative. I put them right down here on the shelf.
Which is weird. Why won't you just take them home?
I don't know. I just wanted them right here, you know? So anyway, they've been sitting down here basically untouched for the last 2 months since they were delivered here. And yet, Monday, I actually moved one of them because it was about to fall off of the shelf. So I noticed that this bottle of Añejo was full.
Full.
Yeah, normally people sneak a little here, replace it with water.
Yeah.
We did that at my friend's house the other night. Two bottles of vodka, all water. Her stepkids.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I knew this bottle was full. Tuesday morning, right before we went on the air, I just happened to glance down there, and I saw the bottle, and it was almost empty. There's probably enough tequila in here to take one shot. One shot.
Somebody. One night.
2 days ago. That was August 19th, right, Al?
Yes.
August 19th.
So Monday night, between Monday night and Tuesday morning, somebody jacked the tequila.
Yeah. So
if it's one person, they're not alive.
No. Well, Jenna, according to our latest findings, it looks like it was one person.
Really?
We had a research team start looking.
Okay.
And what did they do?
Basically went on Twitter and they looked up messages that were sent towards Al.
Mm-hmm.
Because people do, you know, they look at our messages that we're receiving.
Yeah.
And there's one from a handle called Missing Tequila. Missing Tequila.
Oh, what, with zero followers and just created a day ago?
It has two followers as of now, but probably none of those.
Who
zero.
Are the followers?
The followers.
That's how you know right there.
The followers
the followers
are
whoever created the account.
No, the follower is Discover Islam.
It's ISIS. ISIS, drink your tequila.
Discover Islam.
Yep. And the second follower is Chickering, who found this handle.
Oh, isn't that interesting? That Chickering.
The Chickering,
it.
I don't think.
And the Chickering does enjoy imbibing in a little tequila.
Isn't that interesting that of all the people on the show, he's the only one following.
And he's the one that found
said
it.
Said recently created account.
I think he was more of a beer man.
He found it. He didn't start following it until yesterday after he told us. And he hates tequila.
Oh, trying to throw us off his scent.
Oh, he
look
does
what
hate
I
it.
Just
okay.
found.
Because Chickering is not.
He's a crazy Mexican.
At all. But
I'm not either. I love tequila.
On August 20th, Missing Tequila wrote, "Hey, at Big Al Mac, you don't have to look very far to find the liquid mamacita you seek. Some would argue it's the closest crew member."
Is mamacita and closest?
Mamacita means tequila.
That would mean either you.
Mamacita means
or
tequila?
He's referring to tequila as mamacita. Then the second one was directed at our show, at Kelly Raspberry, at Jenna, at me, and at Big Al Mac.
Oh, I missed it.
I missed it, too. "I know who drank me. Whatever night that was, I can't remember. Too much of me. LOL."
I believe that.
So tequila got drunk.
Huh.
Then Missing Tequila wrote again that same day.
Can tequila get drunk on itself?
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it kills those worms.
This one reads, "Two tweets about tequila and Discover Islam starts following me. What? Because I'm tequila, I can't already know? Messed up, amigo." Okay.
What?
That was at Big Al Mac.
Tequila's drunk.
Then, 22 hours ago, at Big Al Mac, "The truth is out there."
Well, yeah.
Okay, well,
we need more
is.
Clues.
We know the truth is out there.
And then,
just finding it.
14 hours ago, at our show, Kid Nation, "Let it go. That's what I sing to Big Al Mac in his sleep."
Hmm.
So it's Dr. Girlfriend?
Wait a minute.
Your girlfriend? She already stole your wine.
Dr. Girlfriend!
Did you bring Dr. Girlfriend to the studio?
And she's closest to you, honestly, but she's not your colleague.
She's not up at
here?
She wasn't up here Monday night, no.
Maybe she's dating one of the production guys. Side on the side.
Oh, wow. So she's cheating on you in the studio?
And drinking my tequila. No, she's out. She's
so somebody is fessing up to drinking your tequila, and they are taunting you, sir.
I'm probably her alibi because we were probably together. So it's not Kelly. Kelly doesn't even like a lot of tequila. She drinks vodka. And you, I don't think you would do that.
I didn't even know you had them.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew they're there.
I had
them.
No idea.
I didn't do it.
I know you didn't do it. I think what we can do, if there's one of these police officers out there, you ever see those cars that are not really real police cars, but they say crime scene
investigator.
On the side. Yeah. They have these little kits.
The first 48 guys.
So they're not police cars.
Well, I mean, they're unmarked.
Crime scene cars. They're detectives.
Unmarked. Well,
they're
not unmarked if they've got crime scene stamped on the side.
They don't have the big beacons on top, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
You want a Ghostbusters car?
No. The guy that comes after the crime has been committed and he's just cleaning up.
CSI?
The forensic guys?
Well, not that intense.
No, that's
but he just got
like
the little
big truck with a
the cleaner,
the no, little no, kit no with the little ink thing, and he. I just need somebody to dust for fingerprints.
The Dexter.
All right, I just want you to dust for fingerprints. All right, here.
We got dirt outside.
Your paws have been all over that bottle.
It's fine.
True, but you can take my fingerprints and then DQ me because you know just take mine off.
Well, this what if they take your fingerprints and then they catch you for another crime you committed a while back?
That could be a problem.
Yeah,
that's the problem. It's expensive.
So I'm just holding the wood cork at the top.
The good news is that this criminal is taunting us. So that means he doesn't think we're going to catch him.
Mm-hmm. How about or the she. Fingerprint? Can we just find the IP address? I mean, we have a lot of geeks out there. Isn't that an easy thing to do? Find the IP address?
That's
where
last resort.
Last resort?
That's so much money.
I've texted a detective to see if he will come in and do questioning, fingerprints, the whole nine.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Lie detector test?
I'm serious.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Taser?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Stun gun?
Yeah.
We need a stun gun.
What's take the punishment him down. For
pepper
that.
Spray, please.
Oh, this is fireable.
Oh, this person is going down. I'm going to
that's
press charges.
Offense.
Oh, I will prosecute to the full extent
it's
of the law.
It's a violation.
Yeah. Of my civil
this
rights.
This is the circle of trust, and once you break it, you're out.
It says... Some would argue it's the closest crew member. I love riddles, but I don't get it that
way. Well, they would say they're pointing the finger at me.
Yeah, see, they're trying to.
Because obviously, Al and I are closest.
They're trying to divide and conquer.
Yeah.
But Al knows me better than that.
No, Kelly wouldn't do that.
You sure, Al?
There is not a doubt in his mind that it was not me.
No.
It was not me. And he knows it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's those closest to you that hurt you the most.
Sings you to sleep at night.
Are you sure you just didn't get drunk and drink
yourself? Well, they're also implying that we're having an affair. This person knows a little too much.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
I wanted to talk about this just because yesterday was a rough day for me.
And no pun intended.
Yesterday was a rough day for me.
Roof.
Yeah, I was upset, and I spent, I'd say, all of the day, yeah, except for walking my dog, all of the day in bed to kind of grieve. And I didn't think it was to really grieve. I didn't think it was possible for me to smile like whatsoever.
Right.
But something came in the mail very late.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A package was delivered.
A special delivery from the naughty mailman.
From the USSDR, the United States Service Dog Registry.
Oh, I thought. USS, I thought you were going with a ship.
USS, USSR.
No. Okay.
No, so I've spent a long time waiting to be able to do this with my pug Maximus, and he had surgery not long ago, and I've just wanted him to be able to get to an age that he was, you know, trained enough that he would be capable of being a service dog. And I think a lot of people think service dog means that you yourself have to have some kind of physical disability.
Right.
And that's not the case at all. You know, I met a woman that, you know, she has flying anxiety, and so she doesn't always travel with her dog, but often does, you know, when she can. And so having the service dog, as long as they're trained and you have, you know, doctor's note written saying that it's necessary, you can have your dog as a service dog. And I primarily wanted it so he could be a therapy dog, since I do a lot of events at the hospital with the Glamour Squad, you know, and I've just always seen, you know, what great things dogs can do for people, seeing dogs that are able to go into the hospital and visit children. And now that's a therapy dog. So there is a difference. But anyways, I went through the process of doing this. So now Max is a official, you know, service dog.
He's got a certificate and everything.
Yeah, and so I posted a cute photo of him on my Instagram last night with all of his, because he gets a badge, and I have a card that you carry, and so this card, you know, allows him. I mean, he's really allowed to go anywhere that I go.
A dog with a badge.
What training did he have to go through?
Well, he just has to be able to pass. Like, he has to be able to, you know, listen. He doesn't, you know, obviously different training if I were blind, you know, and then the handler has to go through training to learn how to use the dog. And so those dogs are highly trained. But for what I would want him for, he just has to be able to be composed and stay with me and not bark and not, you know, do simple commands like that.
You know what I mean? Like, what did you need? What was yours?
Nothing for this. Yeah, so it's just interesting because I'm not trying to abuse the system. Like, I don't need my dog to go with me to the grocery store and to restaurants and things like that, and or, you know, every hotel and go everywhere I go. I'm not that person that's like, oh, I'm just getting him certified so I can take him everywhere and abuse the system. And one woman in particular was so furious. She just went on a rant on this photo about what a terrible person I am, which
why?
I think, when I think of terrible people, I think of, you know, ISIS, but that's just me.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, there's a whole rainbow of terrible people on the scale.
The person who stole Al's tequila.
That's a terrible person.
We will find you, fool.
Yeah, and I was really doing this just to make, you know, there's a lot of reasons that aren't just physical disabilities, you know, emotional things. And legally, no one's even allowed to ask you, you know, why you have your dog when he's
what are you
like
gonna do
this?
If somebody asks you? You know, have them arrested?
You don't have to. No, I mean, they're not allowed to. No, I would tell him truthfully, I really...
Respect the badge.
The primary reason I want it for him is, you know, I wanted him to get to an age that he could be a therapy dog, so uh-huh. I can take him to the hospitals with me, and, you know, just having him around kids, Gracie Jennings, and her mom came to visit me. It was, like, just so awesome for her. You know, I just wanted him to be able to go visit children. Anyways, mm-hmm. and I want him to travel with me when I go places, and he's so old now that I'm just happy he's alive, and I want him to, you know, I board him a lot. Yeah, I want him. I just want him to be, you know, that he can have access to do things like that with me. So anyways, yeah, this woman was just going on a tear, and it's like, I just wanted to put it out there that I'm not trying to abuse the system.
That's what most people are thinking. Because see, this is the thing, is people get these certificates so they can fly with their dog on their lap on the plane. Mm-hmm. That's what people are getting. You have to admit, that's what a lot of people are doing.
Sure, but so what?
And it's not because they're paralyzed by fear. It's because they want their dog to sit on the plane with them. Well, it's just abusing the system, and people don't like seeing people abuse the system.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like that.
I'm sorry. In my opinion, a dog flying with me, with my, you know, when I'm like medicated to fly as it is way less offensive to passengers than a screaming baby.
And but then people aren't allergic to screaming babies.
Yeah.
And, you know, point. Except with the exception of JC's kid, they don't poop on the plane in the aisle either.
We didn't. Well, that was an accident. He's potty training.
Well, regardless, I'm not trying to abuse the system. I really want it more.
Well, that's
why
people are
mad. You kick one poop on that airplane, and you don't hear the end of it. Jeez.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.